to Perek Hei Pasuk Beis. Ki bo hachaloim Beroi Vinyan of the Kol Kisil Beroi Devarim. This pasuk begins a topic. It begins a topic. It mentions a topic that is mentioned, an idea that's mentioned many times in the Sefer we have yet to come to, about dreams. I probably, from all of the Svarim, that all of the Sifri HaTanach that make mention of dreams, probably Koheles has the most. And I think here is the first time we come across this concept of a dream. A dream is a minor nevuah. Chazal say a dream is 1/60th of a nevuah. So here it says, Kibah Chalayim Beroiv Inyan, dreams come Beroiv Inyan. Now what does that mean? What does that mean? We'll see in a moment. The Machlag is how to translate the word Inyan. The Kol Kesil, and then the Pasuk says, the voice, the sound of a foolish person comes Beroiv Devarim. Let's take a look at the Mitzudas Pasuk. Pasuk Beis. Kiba kimo. So here is the key word that the Mitzudos and Rashi, and I think even the Targum, they add into the pasuk. It's something that's not said. Ki kimo, just like that word kimo is critical. It's critical that additional word kimo is critical to understand Mshah in the pasuk. Ki kimo, just like shaderech achalom lavo b'misha mahara b'harbe inyanim. So he translates the words inyan to mean inyanim, a person who is like iyun. Rashi really seems to say means in the word iyun, to look into matters. A person during the day, his mind is busy, his mind is searching, his mind is creative, and that creativity of the mind expresses itself in the evening when a person sleeps, and that is what brings about dreams. Okay, this is something which is there's a lot of scientific discussion. What exactly the person when he dreams at night? What exactly is he thinking about? Is he thinking about his fantasies? I mean, what's going on? So here there's a lot of insight from the Rishonim, the Kadmonim, how they understand what a dream is about. And here the pasuk, they're interpreting this in the pasuk. Kibohachal. What does the dream come from? It comes from Roiv Inyan. Mitzuda says one more time, Kimo Shaderech Achalom Lavo B'mi Shemaharer B'harbe Inyanim, which means if a person does not think about much during the day, if a person is just blah, he sits in a room the whole day and he's locked up in a cell, and then it comes time he doesn't have dreams because there's nothing to think about. It has to be the Mishahar B'harbe Inyanim Kain, then Kimo Kain. So then the end of the pasuk says Kain Bo Kol Kesilus. The sound of foolishness comes mitaluna, from complaints, vitarumois, two different words which seemingly mean the same thing, two different expressions of complaints. Bemisha marbe devarim, a person that's marbe devarim, a person that complains a lot. The more he complains, the more you're going to hear sounds of foolishness. So it does not say here anywhere in the pasuk they were dealing with complaints against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the additional interpretation of the Mitzudos David. I guess he's taking this back from the previous pasuk. He's learning all these sukma following a common theme. The common theme is pasuk Aleph Al Tevahel Al Picha. Do not complain. Do not complain. So this pasuk is a continuation. That's a chiddush. Continuation. That we're dealing with a person that's complaining, and when he begins to complain, he begins to say a lot of things, then it's inevitable that from those things are going to come, foolish things are going to come out. Just like a person who dreams, the dream is a result of a lot of activity that's taking place during the day. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi Pasuk Beis.
That's the Gemara in Ora was tells you that. Say,
yeah.
Dream that your brain washes out what you have during the day. So Gemara says that. It's told why, you know, it's the last minute of dreaming that you have before you wake up that has any import.
Any meaning. Any, because that's the most intense.
Night, you're dreaming stuff.
Nonsense.
Just like science tells you today the same thing.
The deepest moment is the very last moment. Chazal say that the moment right before you wake up, that's when the person that's in there. Five different scientists have divided.
Based on Vayikatz Paro, Vinei Chalom.
Vayikatz, right before he woke up, that's the most significant moment. That's when the person's mind is the deepest sleep. Let's see, Beis and Rashi. Kibach Halayim Moisbar Vinyon, Kiderech. Kiderech achalom lavoi beroiv hirohurim shodem ma'ayin u'maharer bayoim. A dream comes through many hirohurim that a person is ma'ayin. He analyzes and thinks bayoim. V'derech kol kesil likewise. V'derech kol kesil lavoi beroiv devarim. through many words, ki beharbo yisoy devarim moitzi kol shel kisilos. To speaking, when a person says a lot of things, it's inevitable that in his words are going to be foolish things. Mipiv ki lo yechtal pesha, he's not going to hold back from pesha. Lechein ani oimer yu devarecha matim. Rashi makes it very clear that pasuk beis is a continuation of pasuk aleph. Pasuk aleph says, therefore, your word shall be don't. Why ma'atim? So it explains, because the more you're going to say, the more chant is going to be, you're going to say something that is rebellious. It's going to be pesha, sinful. So speak less, there's less of a chance. Just like a dream, the more activity that a person occupies his mind with during the day is going to cause there to be more dreams, so to the more words a person speaks during the day is going to cause him to say something that is sinful. Okay, the Targum on Pasuk Beis. Targum Pasuk Beis. Arum, Heichma, just like the ase chelma al hirhur liba usigius, it comes through the thoughts of the heart. Usigius, sigius means activity, a lot. Sagi means a lot, an abundance. I guess this means here together, hirhur alev usigius, the abundance of thoughts in the heart. Likewise, kol shotya, the sound of the shotya biskius piskamin bitelin, the sound of the fool comes. The call, the voice of the foolish voice comes through an abundance of words. Okay, simply saying the same thing as he's saying the same thing as what Rashi and the Mitsudo say. Now, there's a couple of short ideas I want to share with you. Number one is okay. This is a Kabbalistic principle which cannot be proven. Okay, cannot be proven. This idea, and I don't. This comes from the Sefer HaYikarim. Okay, the Sefer Yikarim, I don't know who wrote it. It's a very holy Sefer.
One of the Kadmoinim.
Kadmoinim. It's a very holy Sefer, so everything he says, we have full faith that it's... It's like Makubal. Okay, so this is a Kabbalistic concept. This is not... you have to have faith to believe that this is true. And it says that everyone has dreams. The question is, whose dreams have any meaning? Everyone can wake up in the morning, you can have a dream, they can tell you an elaborate story happened in the dream, this does it have any meaning or not? So he says, this is the rule, and this, you can take this for yourself. You can use this rule, and if you want to communicate with the Kadosh Baruch Hu and have revelations of what's going to be and what message Hashem has for you, it's very simple. A person's dream all depends on how careful he is with this kol dibur. In other words, if a person every single day, the whole day, every word that comes out of his mouth is calculated, he think before you speak. A person does not allow a word to leave his mouth before he properly thinks. If it's necessary, this even I'm not discussing speaking Lashon Hara. Every word you say, it's not Lashon Hara. It's permitted, but it's calculated. It's not wasted. Then you guarantee, again, this is Kabbalistic, this is not, doesn't make sense necessarily, al derech hateva. You got what? Kizor b'divreichem. Every word. But yeah, but that can be if you're going to say words, you're going to say if you're going to say like pashup shot. If you're going to speak too much, you're going to end up saying foolish things that are going to get yourself into trouble. But this is again purely a Kabbalistic idea. The more careful and more calculated a person is in what comes out of his mouth, the more his dreams Hashem will reciprocate with him and provide him with dreams that have real meaning, not just dvarim b'telem. And the Sefer Yikarim says this idea is alluded to in this pasuk, ki bo ha-chalom b'roiv inyan, that a dream, most dreams for the average person come because b'roiv inyan meaning nonsense. Not like what Rashi and the Mitzudo says that inyan means that because you're ma'ayin into your maharer by day, you analyze things during the day that causes a person to think a certain way at night. No, that's not what it means. The rov inyan means nonsense. Nonsense. Like I told you in the beginning, the word ingin is a very tricky word in this pasuk, how it applies to the pasuk. With a dream, ki bo ha-chalom, birov, in this context, is with an abundance of nonsense. If you can take a dream and you can scientifically break it down, you would say that 999 parts are nonsense, and there's one kernel, one-thousandth of what you've dreamt has true meaning, is a communication with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Why is that? Why can't it be the other way around, where 999%, 999 parts of your dream is a communication with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and one out of 1,000 is the nonsense? You know why? It's Mida Keneged Mida, according to this Sefer Yikarim. It's because you're not careful. Because kol kesil berov devarim, because the foolish person, his voice, the sound of the kesil is filled with an abundance of nonsense. Now, what is the message? If you choose not to be a kesil, and you choose to properly calculate every word that comes out of your mouth, Mimela Mida Keneged Mida, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reciprocate, and the dream, your dreams, will likewise be meaningful. Whatever a person dreams will be basically a communication with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a message to man. Okay, so again, it's a very interesting idea to think that the person's koyach hadibur has an effect on the person's dreams. Is there any scientific proof to such a thing? I can't imagine. I mean, a lot of things that Chazal say, they discover, maybe scientifically are true. I heard yesterday on a tape that the Gra, it was his custom to sleep a half an hour every 6 hours. The Gra slept almost nothing. His children write about him. He went 6 hours, slept a half an hour. 6 hours, slept a half an hour. That's the way he lived. That's the way he went through the entire day. Okay, I'm a shunadik of mind. The Gra was in complete control of his mind. So today they do this for pilots in the military, who are very disciplined, and have to go on extremely long shifts in very delicate missions. They train them to do exactly this. They didn't know about the Gra. They didn't hear about the Gra. But it's an amazing idea that the Gra was way ahead of his time. Well, the Gra, obviously there's something to it. That if pilots in the military who need to be alert... The
director is Jewish.
What? Okay, I mean, the pilots need to be alert, and they...
Day or two, they can't keep it up all the time.
Whatever it is, but it's an amazing idea that the children of the Gra are running. This is how the Gra conducted himself, and today this is what they do for the elite people who are able to do this in order to be able to be alert and awake for prolonged periods of time. They actually use that technique. So there's something to it. If the Sefer Yikarim is telling us that if a person wants to be able to utilize the time that he sleeps to communicate with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that Kadosh Baruch Hu should send him messages, and it'll be easy to know what's MS and what's nonsense, it all depends on your koyach hadibur during the day. The koyach hadibur directly relates to the dream. This is a very interesting idea. Okay. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Okay, the next pasuk. Let's make sure we don't forget anything over here. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Gimel. Kasher tidor neder lelokim al ta'acher l'shalmoi ki ein chifetz bakesilim eis asher tidor shalem. Okay, now the hard word in this pasuk is word chifetz. We had this in the beginning of the sefer. Chifetz can mean many things. Chifetz sometimes means an object, and sometimes chifetz means a desire. Ki chofetz bevas Yaakov. Shechem ben Hamor, he desired to marry the Bas Yaakov. Oh, today is the yahrzeit of the Chofetz Chaim, the 82nd yahrzeit of the Chofetz Chaim. Mi yoyesh chofetz Chaim, who wants, has a rotzen, a desire. Okay, so let's see. Rabbi Chesel Abramsky. Okay.
And Rav Meir Uziel, who
was the Rav
Rashi, first Rav Rashi.
May all of their merits protect us. Zechusim Yogin Aleinu. Kibachalim Baruch. Okay, so Pasuk Gimel Kasher Tidon Nidal Alokim. Now this Pasuk really mimics the Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. Not that long ago we learned Parshas Re'eh, and it says Kimat the same thing. Kasher Tidon Nidal Alokim. When a person makes a vow to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Al Te'acher Le'Shalom. I do not delay in fulfilling the vow. Ki Ein Chevet Spak Silim Eis Asher Tidon Shalem. Let's go to the Mitzvot of Pasuk Gimel. The Pasuk says, Neder Elokim, Lasois Tzedakah. The Mitzvah says the focus is in making a neder, a good neder. Ki ein chefetz bakesilim, Hashem does not desire fools, ein harotsoin miskayem bakesilim. So the Targum is translating, and the Mitzvah is translating the word that a kesil, the Mitzvah is saying is a novel. It's not the similar way you would translate the pasuk. If you would ask the average person, how do you translate the pasuk? Ein chevetz bakesilim. I always thought it meant that Hashem has no desire. The subject of the pasuk is the ribono shel olam. When you make a vow, make sure you fulfill your vow, because Hashem does not tolerate fools. And a person who makes a vow and does not fulfill his vow is a fool. And Hashem is not going to tolerate this nonsense. And he will punish and bring about the person's suffering. That's not the way the Mitzudos Tavu translates Ki Ein Chevetz Bakesilim. He understands Chevetz is a definition of a fool. The Mahus is an amazing insight. What is a fool? We discussed this a couple of times. What exactly is the taich of a fool? We learned in the beginning, a couple of weeks ago, that a kesil, according to the Mitzudos, appears to be a person who's a very knowledgeable person, a brilliant person, can have multiple PhDs, postdoctorates. He doesn't have the ability to apply his knowledge. Remember, we had three different types of people. We have the Chachamim, we have the Kesilim, and we have the Shoytim. The Shoytim are people that they can't pass a test. They cannot absorb knowledge. The Chacham can absorb knowledge, but the Mitzudas seem to say that the Kesil is on par with the Chacham. He can absorb knowledge, he can do phenomenally well in school, but does not have the ability, he's book smart, but does not have the ability to take his knowledge and apply it to a new situation. That's one type of a kesil. Here we have another type of a kesil. A kesil is a person who's wishy-washy, flip-flop. One day he wants to do this, one day he wants to do this. A person who is not stable intellectually. Or you're just not stable. Ki ein chevetz bakesilim, ein harotzoin miskayem bakesilim. This is the essence, the translation of the definition of a fool. Ki pam yachpoitz bedover ma. Sometimes a kesel ksil wants to do one thing. He doesn't want to do that anymore. Vehanoider halay l'ksil yichoshev. If a fool makes a vow, so why doesn't he fulfill his vow? Because he changed his mind. Yesterday, I wanted very much to be a religious person. I wanted to go bring a carbon to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Today, I'm not interested. I have a different agenda. He's a wishy-washy person. That is why he has failed to come forward to bring his carbon. And then he goes on, therefore, now he applies this to an average person. Now, the Mitzvah is saying, therefore, every single person has to be nechshad, has to suspect that he is a fool. Isn't that a frightening thing? Every person has to be choshed that he himself is a fool. And therefore, if a person is going to make a vow to do a mitzvah, he may not fulfill his vow because he cooled down. He changed his mind. Yesterday I wanted to give tzedakah, today I don't want to give tzedakah. So therefore, don't make vows. If you're going to give tzedakah, but don't give the tzedakah against the, in the framework of a vow.
Makes a very interesting addition, but saying like that, say, if God saves me from this situation, I'll do this. No one ever says things like that.
Because you know, because you same.
It's not if you can't. He says if you can't pay it back immediately, if you can't.
You don't know what's going to be in the future.
No, right.
Therefore, if a person does by mistake make a neder, which it seems to me it's not a good idea, you shall do not delay. ki behari chazman through delay pen le sachpoitz oid behabeh haneder v'timona l'shamo, you may change your mind, you may no longer desire to give neder, and you go back from paying the money. L'chein therefore eis asher tidor shalem rotzolay mas shalem miyad. The translation of the pasuk is eis, if you do make a neder, then pay it immediately b'li ichu, without any delay whatsoever. So this is the pshat of the pasuk. The novel chiddush is the taich of chayfetz means it's a defining the kasil. The kasil is one that changes mind. Every person must suspect that he is a kasil, and therefore, if you do make a neder, better don't make a neder. Just give the money without stakah. But if you do make the neder, make sure you pay the neder immediately because you may change your mind.
Pledge like a neder.
Yes, well, that's the very big issue. That's a big machlek sapoiskim. When you make up, if you do something three times and you don't use the word neder, la halacha, it's considered to be a neder. It's considered in halacha to be neder. If you do something, you make a pledge in Beis HaKnesses, so they go and they make an appeal. How much are you giving people kol al money? That's a very big shaila. Is that called in halacha called a neder? And it's a davar. It's very serious. Chazal said that ba'avoyin. That's going to be the next pasuk. Ba'avoyin nedarim, banav shel adam, banav ketanim shel adam. Mason. If a person does not fulfill his vow, then his children, Achmal son, can die. And the Gemara learns that from the next pasuk we're going to have in a few moments.
But it's a little shmer that going to so it's David that all the sechus the dorm is like for ksila, you know, for a person that.
Yeah, because a person has to, not a kasil, but a person has to be choishay that he is a kasil. Okay, we'll discuss it, because the Gemara does say that noidrim be'ez tzara. Okay, there is such a concept that when Rachmana litzlan at a time of difficulty, a person should. It's admirable. It's praiseworthy for a person to make a neder, to be mechazik himself to do things. On the other hand, Chazal said that a person who makes a neder, it's as if he built a bama, bizman, when a bama is forbidden, and a person that fulfills the neder, it's as if he offered a carbon on a bama, bizman iser bamas. In other words, what Hashem gave you enough mitzvahs. Hashem told you to bring karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem does not want you to do more than what is required of you. For you to go make nedarim, it borders on the violation of Baal Taisif. Hashem already gave you enough mitzvahs to observe. Yeah? That's a machloikis in the Mishnah. We're going to come to that in a few moments. Okay, we're going to come to that machloikis between Rabbi Meir and Yehuda. We're going to come to that in a few moments. Okay, let's first see the Rashi. Let's go once at Rashi. Rashi pasuk beis. Rashi pasuk gimel. Ein chefetz ba'kasilim, ein chofetz lofnei ha'kodosh baruch hu. Like I told you, like this simple interpretation. Okay, so you read the Rashi, like what's Rashi telling you? Every time you read a Rashi, a lot of these Rashis, I need Rashi to tell me this. Dvar pshutim. Yeah, when you learn the mitzudas and you see that the mitzudas is a whole new interpretation, now you appreciate that Rashi indeed is coming to reject that mahalach.
The whole point is that Excel talks a lot. Want to do something?
Do it.
Do it. Don't have
talk is cheap. Yeah. Talk is cheap. Talk is cheap.
Talk is dangerous.
Ain chayfetz.
That's why it says at the end of Matos, why did Moshe wait so long to teach? Hilchos Nedarim in all the way at the end of Matos? Because Mishneh Torah was, you know, this is a
the danger of Hataras Nedarim.
Was he? Well, he said it's a slippery slope. And he was afraid to tell him that early, that there's ways you could...
Matter neder.
When you say something, that's a dangerous game.
Erev Rosh Hashanah, we begin Erev Rosh Hashanah with Hataras Nedarim. Yom Kippur begins with Kol Nidre. Both are Hataras Nedarim. Some say, the Gemara says, why? Why do we begin? Because the koyach of man is the koyach of Dibur. And when we enter into the Yom HaDin, animals are not judged on Rosh Hashanah, not at least in a significant way, not like human beings. So what makes man superior over animals? His intelligence, which is expressed in the Koyach HaDibur. Therefore, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur, the first thing we do is we focus on the Koyach HaDibur. We have transgressed, we have made vows, we have not fulfilled our vows, and we need kapara, Yeshkan Mechila Slicha V'Chapara, for a transgression of the Koyach HaDibur. And if we and otherwise, if we don't, we're Kesilim. Any violation of a vow is in the category of being called the Kesil. And what is the title of a Kesil? You're not true to your convictions. Wishy-washy, flip-flop. politician. We're all a bunch of politicians. One day like this, one day like that. According to the Mitzudas, there's no chefetz to the Nahus of a Kesil is a person that has no strong will. He'll change his mind for a few dollars. Rashi says that's not a pshat. Hashem does not suffer fools. That's Rashi's pshat. Ein chefetz lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'rishoyim ha-noidrim ve'ein mishalmin. Now let's see how the Targum translates Pasuk Gimel. Pasuk Gimel, according to the Targum, Bidon disidar nidro kodem Hashem. When you do make a vow before Hashem, lo se'acher l'shala musay. Do not delay in paying the vow. Arum begin kein les ravo kodem Hashem b'tipshaya. Rashi learns clearly, like the opinion of the Targum. Rashi and the Targum are the same. Hashem less ra'avo. Hashem does not have any satisfaction. The word chefetz refers to Hashem. Kodom Hashem b'tipshaya in the fools. Min beglal dema'akven nidrehon v'lo mishalmin, because they delay the fulfillment of their vows. The ant yos this sindar shalem, and you though who do does make a vow, make sure that you pay, you fulfill your vow. Okay, so yeah, basically Rashi and the Mitzudos, Rashi and the Targum and the Targum and Rashi are the same, and the Mitzudos is a little bit different. Now there are a few short ideas. Okay, the first idea is what Kalish mentioned. There's a very important machlokes in the Gemara. The Gemara presents a machlokes in Masechta Nedarim Daf Tes Amid Aleph between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. What is the best thing to do? Only thing the pasuk here says. This pasuk is a bit vague. Toiv asher lo tidar, misha tidar veloy sishalem. Oh yes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Let's go to the next pasuk. I jumped ahead a bit. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay. Let's go to the next pasuk. For 1 second.
There's no
rush in. Give me 1 moment. Okay. Before we go further, there's another a little bit of a drush. This comes from the Sefer Kehilas Shlomo, and he explains that a kesil, Chazal teach us that the essence of a kesil is a kasan through anger. When a person gets angry, kas leads to foolishness. The koyes nikra kesil ki kas biyad kesilim yonuach. This is a pasuk later in Sefer Koheles, in Perek Zayin. Perek Zayin, pasuk test, pasuk says, kas, ki kas, anger, biyad kesilim yonuach. Therefore, when we take pasuk, what it says later on, we plug into this pasuk, the pasuk is telling us, kasher tidu nidla l'kilik malte acher l'shalmo, ki ein chevetz ba kesilim. We have no desire, Hashem has no desire in nidorim that are expressed in anger. Sometimes a person gets angry, and in a fit of anger, he makes promises what he will do or what he will not do. I will never speak to this person again. I am angry. This person has insulted me, and he has hurt me. And therefore, in my fury, in my anger, I make a neder. I will never speak to this person again. I make a neder. I will never give a penny to this shul again. They have denied I have yahrzeit, and they don't let me down for the amud. What a chutzpah. After everything I've done for this shul, I make a neder. I will never give a donation to this shul. That is a neder that is made mitoich kas. It's not made in a proper frame of mind. Pasuk says, "Ki ein chefetz ba kesilim." Hashem does not have a desire for nidorim that are made by fools. What do you mean fools? Meaning in a state of anger, Kas, ki kas b'chek kisilim yenuach. But Hashem does have pleasure and nachas from the darim that are made by people who are
calm,
are making it in order to encourage themselves to be mekayim the mitzvos in an oifan mochudar. Like the example, ki b'bavoy nedarim. I'm sorry. Noidrim be'eis tzara. Vayidor Yaakov neder leimar. Yaakov was in a very difficult matzav. He was running away from his brother. Esav wanted to kill him. He sent Eliphaz to do so. He narrowly escaped, and he was in a difficult matzav. He did not have anything to eat. All he had was a makil, a staff. And he was in a difficult matzav, so noidrin be'eis tzara. So that type of neder HaKadosh Baruch Hu does have satisfaction. Eis asher tidar shalem. So according to the Sefer Kila Shlomo, the pasuk over here is discussing those two different types. Ka asher tidar neder lelokim al ta'acher. When you make a neder lelokim for good reasons, do it. But just be careful al ta'acher l'shalmo. But beware, don't abuse the koyach of nedarim. Don't ever make a neder in a frame of mind that you're not 100% specifically in the state of Kaski, ein chifetz pakasilim. But if it's a good neder, eis asher tidar, that shalem, that there is nothing wrong, and adarabba, that is something which is praiseworthy, which you can make a neder. Okay, let's go to Pasuk Dalet. Pasuk Dalet says, tova shelo sidon mishatidar v'lo yaseh shalem. The best thing is that you should not make a neder, then mishatidar, then make a neder, and do not fulfill your neder. That's Pasuk Dalet. Let's see the Mitzudos David. Pasuk Dal Toy. Yoyser toiv shalot tidar kolom mishatidar v'loy seshalem rotzolaymar v'loy seshalem miyod. It's an amazing insight into the pasuk according to the mitzvah stavit. Because if you would not have the mitzvah stavit, you would say that simply don't make nidarim. But mishatidar v'loy seshalem. But if you will one day fulfill your neder, then it's A-OK. If in 20 years from now you do fulfill your neder, so it was kedai. It was worth for me to make the neder, because ultimately I did pay HaKadosh Baruch Hu back. The Mitzuda says it's not a pshat. Even if you do, you're true to your word, and you do fulfill your neder, being that there was a delay from the time of the neder to the fulfillment, it is considered to be a sin. Rotzoloimar v'loy sishalem miyod. Amazing chiddush of the mitzvahs, and that obviously is all built upon the foundation of the previous pasuk of al te'acher l'shalmoi. We're taking that theme, that thought, and we're applying it into the next pasuk. Why? Ki pen beharich hazman tischaret. You may change your mind. Let's take a look at the targum on pasuk Dalet.
Right, it says that even if you put a dollar in your pocket when you're going to shul in the morning and say, I'm going to give this dollar to tzedakah, then you should make sure that
you give that dollar to tzedakah. What happens very commonly, you're davening chazaras hashatz and you see a collector is walking around and you think to yourself, how much should I give him? Alright, I'll give him a quarter. And as he comes closer, suddenly he disappears. And then he's gone. So in your mind, you were mekabel upon yourself. So it's a little bit different. In your case, we actually took the dollar. Here, but in your mind, you were mekabel upon yourself to give a quarter to tzedakah, and the collector disappeared. Are you obligated to give that quarter to tzedakah? So the halacha is no, you're not. Because it was only a thought. It was Dom Shebelev. Even though you thought, you never said, you never pledged, you never did a ma'isa. Your example is a bit different. Because your example was, you woke up in the morning and you took a dollar with you to give it to tzedakah. You never said that this dollar is going to tzedakah. You never pledged to give, but you took a dollar. So there, when you have the thought, and you have also a ma'isa of taking the dollar in your pocket and the shame tzedakah, that already is more significant. But just a thought of pledging a few cents to tzedakah is not something which could obligate you to give the tzedakah. Okay, Pasuk Dalet Targum says, Tov Loch Dolo Sindar Midis Sindar v'los shalem. The Targum is not saying what the Mitzudos said, even though they lived about 1,000 years apart, maybe two or 3,000 years apart. It's very different. The Targum is saying he's not talking about delay. If you take the Targum at face value, it's mashma that it's better. It's that if you will ultimately fulfill your vow, even if it takes you 20 years to do so, you are ahead of the game. That's all it says. That's all the pasuk says. The pasuk does not say the chiddush of the mitzudas David. The pasuk doesn't say it, and the targum doesn't say it. The only one that says this is the mitzudas David. The pasuk says it's better not to vow mishetidar velo sishalem. What would happen where you make a vow and there's a delay? You're supposed to fulfill the vow right away, and you don't wait doing it for another 20 years. From the pasuk, it's mashma. It's okay. I fulfill my vow. Targum also says it's okay. Tav delo sidar mishetidar velo sishalem. Again, it's only the mitzudos David that takes what it says in the previous pasuk, the thought of delay, adds that into the pasuk and tells us, even if you do fulfill your vow, if there was a delay in the vow, you would have been better off not making the vow.
Halachically, is there a difference?
Halachically?
If you give a vow, is it halachically better to pay right away? Or?
You should. The Gemara says that in time... You shouldn't, but there's always like exactly what it says. There's a danger you'll change your mind.
Yeah, but is halachically.
Well, there's also, when it comes to korbanos, there's a loy saseh. The pasuk says loy sa'acher l'shalmo. You're not allowed to delay more than 3 regalim.
Yeah, so that's by
korbanos.
Right.
So the question is, how far does that go when it comes to tzedakah, when it comes to doing mitzvahs? There's also, according to, I don't know the details, but it appears that according to some of the Rishonim, that this when you make a neder, there has to be a judgment of what is a reasonable time that the average person fulfills that vow.
You hire the B'nai God, when they make the deal.
Yeah.
If you consider it a neder, it took 14 years for them to fulfill it.
So that took
was, food. That was beyond their control.
Beyond their control.
Fine.
But they were in the process. They were active. It was an active time. They were in the process of conquering and dividing the land. Okay, now let me read you over here this medrash. This is the medrash of Vayikarab. It's a very frightening medrash and talks about, we all know, this is all Yaakov Avinu. I'll read you from the very beginning. Amarav Chuna, Vayikra Rabba, Maisa Be'echad Shenodav V'lo Shilem Es Nidra V'Holach V'Perash B'Yam HaGadol. Person made a vow, did not fulfill his vow. He went on a ship, and guess what happened? The ship sunk. V'Shokos Finasa B'Yam HaGadol. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman, Kol Mi Yisrael Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman, when he heard about what happened, he said, "Good for him." That's what happens. Call Mishu Noidu Masha Es Nidroi. Anyone that makes a vow and delays fulfillment, Soif Shehu Bolidei, 3 things. Avoid the Zara, Gili Arayos, Ushvi Chastamim. Can you talk in such a terrible thing? The answer is, you know who we learned this from? Yaakov Avinu. It's a shocking chazal. There's a popular chazal. When you learn Parashas Vayetzi, Vayetzi, Vayishlach, Vayishav, you learn about this. What happened by Yaakov? Yaakov Avinu, when he ran away from Esav, he came, he made a vow. The vow was, It took him, so therefore there was a delay. There was a delay. Now, was it his fault that there was a delay? Absolutely not. He went to Lavan. Oh, that's a Shiloh. He went to make Parnassa. His mother told him to go. His mother says, "Don't come back until I call for you."
Right.
His mother never called for him.
Right.
And he was there for 14 years, and then he decided, so this is where the Chazal get a bit critical, but after 14 years, he decided, let me stay for another 6 years. For another 6 years to make Parnassa. I'll make Parnassa for myself, now that he made a deal with love, and I've worked 14 years for my 2 wives, that was the price of marrying Rachel and Leah, to work 14 years, and now let me work another 6 years for my own parnasa. That is a question in the Rishonim, was that the proper thing to do? Maybe already after he had his wives, he should have already packed up and left and gone home. So was he to blame? So here it says, now part of the blame is, he delayed, he did not bring his korbanos. He promised Hashem that he would make this Evan into a Beis Elokim, and which meant in the big picture of things to bring a collection of karbonos in this makom. He did not bring those karbonos until he returned back home to his father Yitzchak Avinu at the end of 22 years.
Did he stop in one place?
He stopped. The Malach appeared to him and told him, you know, Yaakov, you have a debt. You owe Hashem korbanos.
Right, he should have done it.
So the question is, so Chazal, this medrash, which has to be taken in context, is critical, that he should have fulfilled this vow long, long ago. And because he did not fulfill this vow long ago, that is why he suffered Avodah Zarah, Gili Arayos, and Shvichas Tanim. Where? So I'll tell you outside. Gili Arayos was Dina. Dina Hakezoyne Yasa Esach Hosein. She was abducted by Shechem and Hamor and raped. And then there was Avodah Zarah. He told them, when they traveled, he told them, Hosir claimed. Elohei Anecha. Anecha. Shabidam. So that means that his children, could you imagine his children, his grandchildren, his family, they had
smartphones.
Okay, very good. They had smartphones, okay, unfiltered internet access. So he told them about the Zara, clean it out. And then we have Shvichas Tamim, his children, Levi and Shimon, wiped out Shechem, the whole city of Shechem. So this Chazal, why did Yaakov Avinu have to suffer that his children would go through Avodah Zarah, Gili Arayos, Shvichas Tamim? It's because he delayed fulfillment of the vow he made in the beginning of Parshas Vayetze. He should have fulfilled that vow earlier than he did. I'll read you the words. The Mipiato Loimed Kulon Meavinu Yaakov Shaal Yidei Shenodar Veshoho Es Nidroi Bo Lidei Kulon Avodazor Mizeminayin Dechsev Vayom Yaakov Elbeso Vilkol Asherimo Hasiru Es Elohei Hanechor. Next, Lidei Gili Arayos Minayin Vatetse Dina Bas Leia Vayar Oisa Shechem En Chamor. They wiped out the entire city. He'll bury his wife. Why? Do you know why Rochel died on the derech? Chazal attribute her death to the delay of his vow. Va'ani bivayi mipadan nesa olai Rochel. Amar Rishu Bar Yitzchak kol mishu noyde mashe es nidre gor misoli atzmo. Death. My time. This pasuk in Yecheskel. In Yecheskel, in Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Dalid, the two themes are juxtaposed, making vows and death. So we take out of this medish, Vayikra Rabba, Parsha Lamed Zayin, it says here an awesome chiddush, the chet of making vows and delaying the vows. We're not talking about not fulfilling the vow. We are discussing the delay of a vow. Yaakov Avinu fulfilled his vow. It's just that he delayed his vow, resulted in the death of Rachel, Avodah Zarah, Gilei Arayos, Shvichas Tamim, with regard to his children, and the Pasuk in Yecheskel says it can result in a person's own death.
You have another instance where a vow was delayed, and it was a tragic vow. But Yiftach, his daughter,
yeah,
he delayed it for 2 months.
Who?
Yiftach,
he said. He didn't delay it. He came back, he made the type of vow was he didn't delay the hatorah of the neder. He made there the sin was the form of the vow was improper.
His daughter asked Bishus temporarily to delay the vow for Shnei Chodesh. And he gave, said, okay. She wanted to go the way the Shoftim says, to a horror, to the mountains, to commiserate with her friends.
Okay, that's a different. That's a whole different topic. It's a shoftim. You're learning shoftim now. You're very familiar with these inyanim. Okay, I think the issue there was that he should have been matir the neder.
That I knew about. Pinchas, thing he thought he had, she said no. The delay was whatever.
Okay, fine. Okay, it could be. Okay, this is the delay of the vow. Again, like we say, Erev Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it's not to be taken lightly. There is Hatoras Nedarim. we enter into the Yemei Hadin with the koyach of bimakia, the severity of the koyach hadibar. Your word is your word. If you don't keep your word, you're no different than an animal. And then the din can be, Rachmana Litzan, can be harsh. And therefore, the first thing we have to do in Hachana for the Yom HaDin is to be Mechaper and to take note of the Koyach Hadibar.
If you don't keep your
name. Yeah, that's the worst.
So what are you going to get? Worse than Abay Desert, Dominum, and...
I don't know the answer. Even the delaying of the vow. I don't know. Oh, there's always hope to.
He reminded me, there's a Chassidish story. A guy. We hear it all the time. A guy had a miserable wife, and
all the time.
He went to the rabbi to ask advice, and the rabbi says, you know, if you give a nether and you don't pay, she'll die. But you got to be in a relationship with her. So meanwhile, you make a nether, and until it happens, you have to be friendly with her because otherwise, it won't happen. So he did that, and eventually...
He liked her.
He liked her for years.
So he went to the Rebbe.
And the Rebbe said, okay,
so give me the money.
You got to pay it.
Got to pay, she won't die. Okay, it's a good story. Okay, now...
It happens every day.
Now, what about... Now, here is the question. The question here is, it says in the Pasuk, Toiva Shalil Sidam Mishatidav Lois Shalem. So we've already discussed according to Rashi and according to the Targum and according to the Mitzudos and the Medrash. There are two different possibilities of what we are discussing. Either not fulfilling the vow at all, the Pshuta Shal Mikra, and seemingly what the Targum says, and the Chiddush of the Mitzudos, which is supported by the Medrash that we've quoted, that we're not discussing not fulfilling the vow, we're discussing fulfilling the vow but delaying the vow. Question, what about if a person makes a vow and fulfills his vow immediately? Where does that stand on the scale of making vows? So this is what I started to call before, is machlokes in the Gemara. So machlokes, well, there are two opinions. There is matzinim pluksa, machlokes tanoim, toiv asher lo sidam mishtiv lo seshalem, toiv mizeh mizeh, she'enoi noider kol ikar. Divrei Rebbe Meir. Okay, the Rebbe Meir says the best thing is not to make a vow at all. That is even better than making a vow and fulfilling it immediately. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Toiv mizel mizen noider umeshalem immediately." Machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Now, I'm not a gematria person, as you all know. Hopefully by now you know that. But this one is too good. This one is too good to hold back. It says here in the Birchas Peretz, quoted by the Sarasi Bamedinos, that both of the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir are hinted to in this pasuk, because this pasuk says, "Toiv asher lo sidam mishatidav lo seshalem." The gematria, it's not a perfect gematria. That's why I'm not too fond of gematrias, but the gematria of "Toiv asher lo sidar," those words, the beginning of the pasuk, the beginning. Toiv asher lo sidar, you figure out what it is, I didn't figure it out, is the gematria hatoiv mizeh umizeh sheloi noider kol ikar. Okay, so the beginning of the pasuk is the gematria, the exact words of the Gemara. Hatoiv, well, it's not the exact words, everything here is a stretch. Hatoiv mizeh umizeh sheloi tidar kol ikar, the opinion of Rabbi Meir. However, the end of the pasuk that concludes velo seshalem is bigmatria same hatoiv mizeh umizeh noider umeshalem. So in the beginning of the pasuk, the gematria is the shita of Rabbi Meir. The end of the pasuk is the gematria of the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. He writes who peli, the one who wrote a pella that the pasuk, the beginning of the pasuk can be miramis on the sheet of a man, the end of the pasuk can be miramis on the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Obviously, we always have a principle of elu, the elu, divrei Elokim chayim. Sometimes it's a good thing to make a neder, sometimes you need a little zrizos to do something, so it's a good thing to make a neder. Of course, the neder has to be done immediately, and sometimes, obviously, it's not a good thing to make a neder, but there are two such opinions in the Gemara. The Gemara relates that in the Beis HaMikdash, when a person would bring a neder, the ideal thing to do is not to saying not to make the neder until you arrive in the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, a person has a desire. What? Right away. A person has an idea. I want to bring a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. So don't make a neder. Get on a plane. Take your animal with you. Go to Eretz Yisrael.
You buy a
seat for the animal. No. Okay, it's fine. You come to the Beis HaMikdash. You come to the Beis HaMikdash, and you make the neder as ripe as you purchase. So there is no delay whatsoever. That is. What? So Chazal say it's a good thing. Chazal say, well, only. Well, that's the machloikis. That's really the machloikis between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. That's really the machloikis. And you have to say, Eilu the Eilu, Divya Lachim Chaim, it all depends on the person and the situation. They both accept it as being legitimate. Better don't make the darm, even if you can fulfill it immediately. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's better to make a neder and fulfill it immediately. So obviously, it all depends. It all depends on what the situation is. The pasuk is purposely vague. The purpose, you know, that itself is a chiddush. The pasuk teases you. It's better not to make a neder than to make a neder and v'loy tishash tishalem.
Again, the pasuk has to be telling you something new. It's not going to just say of something that we know from the Chumash.
Yeah.
So he has to have
an insight. So
deeper.
It's coming to allude. Right. What is it coming to allude to? That's part of the insight. Both. It's better to do both. Either better to do nothing, meaning either don't make a neder and don't make another period, or make a neder and be mashalim immediately. When do you say each one? Well, it all depends upon the situation, and it all depends upon the person. Okay, there's a little short drush, nice little drush. Toiv asher lo sidar. Why? Why is it better not to make a neder? Because the person, so the second half of the pasuk is an explanation. Because the person should be afraid that mishatidor, because me, it's not grammatically perfect, but because you may come to make a neder and not fulfill your vow. The end of the pasuk is an explanation why a person should not make a vow. Why? Because if you make, because of the fear that you may make a vow, that fear alone it should be enough to frighten a person into making vows. Okay, let's go to one pasuk. Pasuk here is a hard pasuk, and there's a big machlekes what the pasuk means. If it's a continuation of the previous pasuk or it's a new statement, and there are a lot of different ideas in this pasuk. Al titein es al spich lachatias besarecha. Do not allow your peh to bring sin upon your flesh. V'al toimar lefnei hamaloch, and don't say to the malach. Who is the malach? So we'll see in a few moments. The malach can be one of three entities. It can be a real angel. It can be a messenger. What does a malach typically mean in Chazal? A messenger. A messenger. Who's the messenger? The gabbai. The gabbai of the Beis HaKnesses. You made a vow. You pledged. Kol Nidre appeal. Kol Nidre. You pledged $1,000 to the Beis HaKnesses. And the malach comes to your house, meaning the messenger. The gabbai of the Beis HaKnesses shows up and says, you pledged $1,000. Where's the check?
I made a mistake.
You didn't hear me wrong. When I raised my hand, I wasn't raising my hand. I put up one finger. I didn't mean $1,000. I meant $10, not $1,000. Or the malach can mean, the malach can mean the malach and Shemayim, or can mean the messenger. What was the third interpretation? I forgot. There are three translations for the word malach. A malach and shemayim. Okay, the messenger. Maybe will come to you in a moment. Why should you allow Hashem to get angry at your voice? The chibel and cause Hashem to destroy es maasei yodecha. Okay, there's a lot. Oh, very good. The malach is right. That's the pshat. Right. The malach is the Talmud Chacham. Im rabcha doime le malach Hashem tzivakos yivakesh Torah mipiu. Only learn Torah from the Rebbe if the Rebbe is doime to a malach Elokim. So who is the malach? the one who's going to be matir your neder. When you go to be matir neder, you come in front of Talmidei Chachamim, Shimuno Chachamim Mumchim, right? Well, how do you begin the Nesach Makol Nidre? Everyone is the Chachamim Mumchim on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so that's what it means. So we're going to have three possible translations for the word Malach. A Malach Elokim in Shemayim, a messenger of the Beis Din, of the Beis HaKnesses, the Gabbai Tzedakah, or the Talmidei Talmud Chacham who serves as the one who's coming to be matir your neder. Don't tell them it was a mistake that I made this neder. I want Harata. Let's see. First, the Mitzudos. Pasuk Hey. Pasuk Hey in the Mitzudos says, Pasuk Hey Al Tidin, Al Ta'azoiv Espicho Lindo Neder. Now, the first thing that the Mitzudos tells us, which is critical for understanding this pasuk, is that we are continuing the previous pasuk. The Targum does not learn like this. We're going to see in a moment, the Targum learns pasuk Hey to be a new independent statement, a new clause, a new chapter. You might as well make a new perek over here according to the Targum. This has nothing to do with the previous psukim. According to the Mitzudos and according to Rashi, this is a direct continuation. It does not say in pasuk Hey the word neder. There is no discussion whatsoever. But according to the Mitzudos, we're dealing with making, do not make vows that you do not have the ability to fulfill, or at least not to fulfill them immediately. Al titein al tazoiv es picho lindor neder. Do not abandon your mouth to make vows. Ki ze yesibo lehachzir esponecha min ha'olam. Rachmana letzlan, making vows and not fulfilling vows can cause a person to lose his children. Ki pen lo tishalem v'yonusu bonecha b'zeh ha'avon ki darshu rabosein zechom levracha b'shamas. Now I think we're gaining here some insight into from this mitzvah stavit, the previous mitzvah stavit. The previous mitzvah stavit emphasized delay. Why did he emphasize delay in the previous two psukim? Because he was asking the obvious question: what's the difference between this pasuk and the previous pasuk? The answer is the previous pasuk spoke about delay, and this pasuk is discussing about not fulfilling the vow at all. As you mentioned, it's even worse. We quoted the Medrash, Yaakov Avinu, he delayed, and through delay there was a Avodah Zarah Gil Yerayah Shlichas Tomim. What? A kal chomer. He's saying it's different. It's even worse. The chibel maaseh yedecha. It's different. It's a very specific type of punishment. Avodah Zarah Gil Yerayah Shlichas Tomim, and even the death of a person's wife and his own death is not as bad as the death of a child. So delaying a vow, Yaakov even fulfilled his vow. He only delayed the vow. The delay caused the loss of Rachel, Avodah Zarah Gil Yerayah Shlichas Tomim, but we don't find that Yaakov even lost a child. But if you don't fulfill the vow, period, that Rachmana Litzon can lead to the Misa of Bonim Ketanim. What? There's no reference in Pasuk Dalet to
Chet. The word Chet. Here he says,
"Altitan is Lachati." So it means to not fulfill the vow at all is even that's what it alludes to. You're trying to suggest Enechnami. Okay. Next words, Hamaloch. What's the Maloch? So look at the translation of the Mitzudos. It does not mean an angel in heaven. It means Hagizbar, the agent of what?
Look at the Mitzudos.
The Mitzudos see in Shuliach, the agent. Same thing. The Shuliach is the messenger. The messenger of the court who you pledge money, you have to pay the money. Amalach Gizbar Shalahegdish Hagbol Litoiv Acha Hatzdaka Shinadarto Posakta Barabim. You've pledged money publicly to you have to pay the money. Kishkogi, what are you going to go tell the agent who comes to collect the money? I made a vow. I pledged Yom Kol Nidre. You appeal $1,000, and they come to collect the pledge, and you tell them, "I'm sorry, Kishkogi. It was a mistake. Asher b'shege kaisa hapsika. I was under a lot of pressure. There was a lot of pressure in shul, and it was a mistake. Kesover ha'yisi shu'ucha l'shalem di'ata ein b'yodi mu'um. I don't have the money. Lama yiksoif, lama ta'ase metchila es hazos. Why did he do this? Asher yechwe al afro lukim. Al kol haneder shnadarta bepirsim, Hashem will get angry. V'yashchis es maase yodecha, Hashem will destroy the maase yodecha. V'leis atzliach b'hem, you will not be successful. Ki beglal hatztaka misparech avdem b'maase yodav. Due to tztaka, a person is blessed. V'lechen kishayidor b'rabim v'lo yishalem yashchis maase yodav. Kikain hamida. So it's saying mida around the mitzvahs here is saying mida k'neged mida. By giving tzedakah, it brings berocha. Memela mida k'neged mida. By pledging to give tzedakah, not filling a vow, it brings the opposite of bracha. Whatever you possess will be taken away, a deduction of whatever you have in your possession. It's mida k'neged mida. Now, by the way, the Lepayetz can say that a person, the chatila, should give whatever you're planning on giving for Kol Nidre and for Yom Tov, the Shalosh Shekom, you should give in advance. You should give in advance. And Adra, then when you say Yiskar, you change the Nusach. Not Bavur She'etain Tztaka B'li Neder. Then you can say Bavur She'nasati Tztaka Ba'ad for this person. Ba'ad. So therefore, it's very great merit for a person and for the people you're giving for, that the money should be given to whoever you're planning on giving the money to in advance. In advance. Before Yom Tov begins, before the Kol Nidre begins, before Yiskar, the money shall already have been given. So then when you make Kol Yiskar, you can say the Nusach Shenasati, I have already given. Ein Adayme, we all know Ein Adayme, when you say Shenasati, to the Nusach of saying Shabavur She'etein Beli Neder Tztaka Be'ad, so and so. Okay, so this is the pshat of the pasuk according to the parish of the Mitzudos David. We're dealing here with not fulfilling, and compared to the previous pasuk where there is a delay. It says malach, malach means the gizbar. The pasuk is discussing nidorim, as a nidorim, that's critical, and Hashem will get angry because you have not been true to your word, and the chivul masi yadecha refers to your bracha. The bracha, the thing that you have already have in your possession will be taken away. Let's see Rashi quickly. Rashi pasuk hey says al tidin al pitzpicha b'neder. Nachama. Rashi is saying like the Mesudos, he's coming to reject what the Targum is going to say in one moment. We're dealing with making neders. Lachdias b'sarecha sheyifkoid ha'evoin al bonecha. The basar are the children. That's seemingly what the Mitzudos says. The Mitzudos said also the children, and then it said the bracha. The basar is your basar v'dam. The altam of Na'amalach, shliach habol l'toivacha, same thing, the shliach bezdin. That comes, l'tztaka shebosakta barabim, kishkogahi, b'shkogah pesaktei, k'savroch yisi shahoyo yichoy l'spiyodi l'itein, v'hevo v'chabal l'tzmas yodecha. Now, here comes something very frightening. Mitzvois shahoyu b'yodcha, not like what the Mitzudo says. The Maase Yadecha means the mitzvos that you have done in the past will be wiped off the slate. This is extremely difficult. This is totally off the charts what this means. Why? Just because I have not fulfilled my vow, why does that mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shall erase from the ledger all of my Maisim Tovim? If I daven, I got up and I daven with Beminyan, I did Chesed, I helped someone, why should that be removed from my ledger because I have not fulfilled my vow? Mitzvah shahoyu b'yodcha shasisa kvar avadatam kach nidrash b'medrash. Okay, I have no idea what this, why that should be so. I want to mention to you, we'll come to that in a few moments, Rav Destel said that Chazal tell us that if a person speaks Lashon Hara, all of your sins go, all of your good deeds are transferred to the person upon whom you've spoken about, and all of his sins come to you. Why? That's not fair. Rav Destel struggled his entire life to understand the depth behind those words, and he concluded, Tzarechi in Gadol. What this means is not for us, but seemingly that's what it says over here as well. What? I don't know where that is. No, I don't know. I didn't look it up. I think it's maybe it'll be a Kehilas Rabbah. Could be. Al koylecha b'shvil koylecha, because of your words. Okay, we're out of time, but let's just jump to the Mitzudah, the Targum, very quickly. He says something very, very interesting. The Targum on Pasuk Hey does not make any mention whatsoever of dealing with Nidorim. We're dealing with Nibul Peh. Dirty jokes. Let's see, look what it says. Pasuk Hey in the Targum. Lo sinabel yos meimar pumach. Don't speak nivel peh. Don't speak disgusting words. L'migram, to cause din gehinom al bisrach, to cause your basar to suffer the fate of Gehenim. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos says it may have been decreed from before for a person to enjoy 70 years of bracha, 70 years of blessing, but if he says one dirty joke, all of it is lost. And how do we know we're discussing it? The Gemara gives an example. Everyone knows why a kala walks down the chuppah to get married. And if someone makes a dirty joke at a wedding, which means, we're talking about a dirty joke, we're not talking about making fun of a person, oh, he's tall, he's too tall, he's too short, he's fat, he's thin, or he looks funny. We're talking about man and woman. We're talking about Saturday Night Live. We're talking about Jimmy Kimmel. Okay, we're talking about, I don't know who, all the popular late night hosts jokes. We're talking about dirty jokes. You make a dirty joke, b'nogeya, the inyan of ishus, zohar unikeva, afilu, if it was nigzar upon a person, 70 years of bracha, 70 years of bracha, it's all out the window. And where do we find this, a remnant to this? It's a Gemara. Where's the Gemara? This pasuk. Oh, but isn't this pasuk talking about nidarim? Not according to the Targum. According to the Targum, you can put a period and a chapter break after Pasuk Dalet. These parakim were not divided by Jewish authors. These parakim were divided by Christians. This is a new topic. Al titein espicha lachati espesarecha. Don't say nivel peh. If you speak nivel peh, you bring upon your basar gehenim. Targum. Lotzenavel yos meimar pumach lenigram din gehenim al bisrach. Uviyoyim dina rabba, and the yoyim hadin hagadol, lo sikol meimar kodam malacha. So first here we see that according to the Targum, the word malach does not mean the messenger of Bezdin is coming to collect a few dollars. Not like the sepuna, which means the Rosh HaBezdin is going to ask you, why do you want to be mater neder? The malach here refers to the malach in Shemayim. Ach Zoroah, the evil one. Not the pleasant malachim in Shemayim. The devil. Didorei Bach, that rules over you in heaven. Arum Shalusa. It was a mistake. I made a dirty joke. Don't take me seriously. Lama Dein Yiskaf Rugzoda Hashem Al Kol Nemrach. Why would you want Hashem's anger to flare, to overpower, because of your words? The Isamar Bignusa, that was said, that you spoke Bignus, that you spoke in a disgusting, disgraceful way. V'chabel yos uvodei yadach, and through your harmful words destroy the your ma'ase yadayim. Okay, so according to the point is, this pasuk is the makar, one of the, they go down here with that Gemara Masechta Shabbos, nothing to do with the darm, we're dealing with purely with nivel peh. Now others want to say that it doesn't mamish say tenabel yos meimar. If we take the word tenabel and we look at it in the bigger picture of things, it's discussing lashon hara. Very fitting topic for today. The yahrzeit of the Chafetz Chaim, 82nd yahrzeit of the Chafetz Chaim, zechus yagin aleinu. Don't speak lashon hara. Every time a person speaks lashon hara, he's bringing upon himself great harm. This then would be the makar for this chazal that we've mentioned many times, that if a person, and that fits with the Rashi, we're taking what it says in the Rashi, we're applying it to the Targum, not what it says in Rashi, because Rashi says that this pasuk refers to Nadarim. But if you learn that this pasuk of the Nibel Peh refers not just to Bein Ish V'Isha, but discusses Lashon Hara, and what does it say it's going to cause your Basar to suffer, and cause the loss of Masi Adecha, which Rashi and Medrash says, your Maisim Tovim, and the Chazal says, if you speak Lashon Hara, all of your Maisim Tovim are forfeited and transferred to your victim. And all of his Averos are transferred to you. Why would you want to be Mechivel, all of your Maisi Yadayim, relinquish them to your victim? This then would be the Makor for that Maimer Chazal. This Pasuk, this Targum, the Maisi Yadecha, because of the Nibel Pen, meaning the Lashon Hara. Okay, now just to conclude, according to Rashi, and then since we translate the word over here, why do you want Lama Yiksef Elokim Al Kolecha V'chi Al Kol? Where was the Basar? Al Tidin Aspich Lachati Es Bisorecha. Bisorecha, according to Rashi, and the Mitzvah seemingly alludes to children. Why would you want your children to suffer because of not fulfilling your vows? However, some want to say that the makar for the loss of children for not fulfilling the vows comes from the words Maaseh Yadecha. Chazal say Ezeru Maisim Tovim Shel Adam. What are a person's true good Maisim Tovim? His children. The raising of children that they should grow up to be, your rei mushlem is an enormous effort, enormous amount of work. That is the ultimate ma'aseh yodacha. And in fact, some learn that's what we say at a bris milah. Kishem shemichnas lebris, ken yikanes letorah, ulechopa, ulemaisen ma'asen tovim. So what does it simply mean? Torah, mitzvah, to Torah, chopa, and shouldn't the ma'asen tovim come before chopa? Torah, when even a child can learn Torah, Ma'is and Tovim, when you become Bar Mitzvah, you're ready to do Ma'is and Tovim, and when you're 18 years old, then you get married. So the order should be reversed. So some explain, no, Ma'is and Tovim does not mean good deeds. Ma'is and Tovim means children. Kishem shnichlas lebris, ken yikonis letorah. He should be, the child should merit Torah, should merit to get married, and should merit to have his own children. The Ma'asim Tovim are the children of the Rachanimo. And that's what the Pasuk here says. Why should HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring about the loss of your children due to the sin of not fulfilling your vow? The Ma'aseh Yodecha are your children, which is the equivalent of your Ma'asim Tovim. It's the same idea. Fits very well into the Nusach of the Tefillah. Okay. We'll stop over here. By the way, the Malach today, a lot of people are talking about, because of our kefet, they're talking about the Malach from Torah Vadas. The Malachim. There was another, you know who the Malachim were? Rabbi Levine. Alright, his name was Levine, his last name was Levine, I think his first name was Rafal Levine. It was a very holy person who was a Lubavitcher Chassid.
There was a whole group. After that, the Malach was Gedalia Shaul's brother.
He took over the mantle of leadership. But it's a very interesting word. Malach doesn't only mean an angel. It can mean a Rebbe, and it can mean a messenger.